This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And we're back with a part two of our Where Are They Now kind of episode for some of the activists around the world that we have covered. And today we're starting with Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. And just a quick review, Secretary Haaland made history twice, first becoming one of the first Native women to be elected in the United States House of Representatives in 2018, and then being the first Native woman to not only be nominated, but appointed to a federal cabinet position in the U.S. as the Interior Secretary. And since her official appointment on March 15th, 2021, she's been working to make initiatives to help protect the indigenous community, as well as working for the environmental safety of the indigenous lands around the country. And when I say country, United States. On the day of her confirmation, Secretary Haaland made sure to represent her community by wearing a traditional Laguna Pueblo regalia and a colorful ribbon skirt, which was custom created for her by Agnes Woodward. The custom ribbon skirt was created specifically for Secretary Haaland and was created for a purpose. Designer Agnes Woodward told Craft Industrial Alliance about the skirt. The skirt is mostly about representation and how Indigenous women choose to represent themselves. And yeah, so if you look up Agnes Woodward, you will see that she is a designer and actually sells these skirts. Be mindful, this is an indigenous custom. So yeah, and she has been a fierce representative of the indigenous community. In April of 2021, Haaland began a new unit with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which would finally work for the decades-long cases of missing and murdered Native Americans. She stated, "We are fully committed to assisting tribal communities with these investigations, and the MMU will leverage every resource available to be a force multiplier in preventing these cases from becoming cold case investigations." And in June 2021, Haaland created the Federal Indian Boarding School Initiative after the discovery of 215 remains were found at Kamloops Indian Residential School in British Columbia, Canada. The initiative was started to investigate the boarding schools to find and review past records. And a part of the results of the investigations, they were able to get volume one of 106 pages report, which identified 408 boarding schools and at least 53 burial sites that was spread across the mainland of the United States, Alaska, and Hawaii in a 150-year period. And the report was able to dig into the different policies, laws that helped create these schools to begin with, as well as looking at the awful abuse and conditions that the Native children suffered. And I believe this initiative is still ongoing. She has also announced Native Languages Memorandum of Agreement, or MOA, which addresses the barriers to Native language revitalization. This would integrate, quote, Native language instruction and language into educational settings and strengthen tribal consultation around Native languages. And along with that, she's chairing Executive Order 14049, which created the Initiative on Advancing Educational Equity, Excellence, and Economic Opportunity for Native Americans and Strengthening Tribal Colleges and Universities, which is what we just talked about. And it says, which seeks to advance equity, excellence, and economic opportunity for Native people through a variety of policy goals. And we talked about that with Gotcha Juni about restoring Native language, that which has oftentimes been forgotten, and as a result of boarding schools and the harsh federal laws that came to colonize the indigenous people. So very important. I'm excited to see this.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Next, we want to talk about one of the first activists we highlighted on our series, Jaha Dukere. Dukere has been working to end female genital mutilation, or FGM, and child and arranged marriages. She was appointed as the UN Women Goodwill Ambassador for Africa and has been working globally to end violence against women and girls. In our original episode, we had reported that she was able to prevent more than 1 million girls from having to go through the painful and traumatic procedure of FGM and has been working continuously to end the practice altogether. Though in her country of Gambia, it is technically illegal, but it is still practiced. Since then, she has been traveling in different countries to help to end the abhorrent practices like this. In November of 2022, Dukere started her mission in working with Liberia to end the traumatic practices of FGM and child marriage. And we wanted to include a part of her speech she gave at the conference in Liberia. We need to ensure that we are supporting communities to lead that change themselves. Because if we do anything other than get communities to lead the change themselves, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, we will be back in the same communities talking about ending FGM, ending violence against women and girls, and all these things we have been talking about for decades. Right now, what is crucial is handing power back into the hands of communities and looking at different, better ways to build prosperity. A lot of times we consider FGM and issues like that as fixed traditional practices. The only way we can change that is if we work hand in hand with traditional leaders who understand our traditions and understand that tradition is not static. Cultures change. We have a lot of traditions, but once we realize as a community that not all these traditions are good for us, we leave them behind. Now it's time to ensure that no girl, not only in Africa, but around the world, continues to suffer as a result of FGM. Violence against women and girls continues to happen in this continent because women are not economically empowered. Until women are earning their own money, we will not end violence against women. My commitment to the people and government of Liberia is that I will make myself available and I will work with you to ensure that the lessons that we have learned from other countries can be considered in relation to Liberia so that we don't lose anything. It's a win-win for everyone. We stay strong. We uplift women out of poverty.
Right. And yeah, she has been working really hard with the UN as the ambassador to get this message out. And it's incredible to see her work and how it spread. And finally, anyway, for today, we wanted to do a quick update on Gladys Reddick, the Gitsan Wet'suwet'en. I'm so sorry if I got that wrong, First Nations woman who has been working tirelessly to fight for the justice for the MMIG2S. And just a quick review, she started the grassroots movement Walk for Justice with others who'd been affected by MMIWG2S crisis. She's created the organization to bring awareness to the movement by walking the areas. And the first one was a 4,000-kilometer walk from Vancouver to Ottawa in 2008. And since then, she's continued her work to seek justice for those missing and murdered Native people, which caught the attention of filmmaker Jalen Matthews, who debuted a short documentary in 2022 titled Gladys Reddick, Journey for Justice. The documentary is a hard-hitting glimpse into the life and perspective of pioneer for Indigenous women's rights in Canada. Matthews, who grew up in Mission, met Reddick while working as a news reporter in 2017 after moving to Terrace, which is the area. In an interview with Terre Standard, Matthews says she hopes to bring more attention to the missing and murdered women through, quote, Radic's powerful narrative. And as for Radic, she's still fighting and advocating for the MMIWG2S. And she told Terrace, the news organization, people really need to heal right now. The churches aren't going to heal us. They've done their damage. When our people come up and start healing, then we'll be better. Bring us back to our land. Bring us back to the way we used to be, where we could live off the land, where we could believe in Mother Nature and her role in providing for us everything that we needed.
Yeah. Well, we always say at the end of these, we do continue to check in on everyone we feature.
We try.
Because they're doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll have future updates about some of the other people we've featured on this segment. But as always, if there's something we missed, if there's someone we missed, if there's someone we should talk about in this segment, we would love to get your suggestions, resources, all those things. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I've Never Told You. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.